at HomeAdvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816. Again, 1-800-358-7816.
Flash. I'm Jay Berman. We'll start with college basketball. National championship tonight between Wisconsin and Duke. And obviously a focus of the Badgers will be Jahlil Okafor. Let's hear from Okafor, who talks about how well Wisconsin plays as a team.
We have to deal with the entire Wisconsin team. So it's going to be a collection of myself and my teammates working together on both ends of the floor. They're better than just one player. And we're going to have our hands full come tomorrow night.
All right, CBS Television is your home for the national title game. Tip time set for 9:18 p.m. Eastern time. Real quick from the NBA before we get to the baseball, Portland and Brooklyn tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's a makeup of a snowed-out game from earlier in the season. All right, to baseball now. We've got a couple of finals on the board. The Yankees and the Blue Jays. That one goes to Toronto. 6-1, the final score there. Edwin Encarnacion and Devin Travis had home runs. Brett Gardner hit one for the Yanks. David Price, 8 2/3, gets the win. Tigers beat Minnesota 4-0. Martinez and Avila had home runs on the Tigers' side. Games in progress. Believe it or not, we've got a dome in Miami, and we've got a rain delay. Somehow, some way, there's a rain delay in Miami. Braves, 1-0 on Miami in the second inning. Bottom of the third, Padres lead the Dodgers 1-0. Bottom of the third, Cincinnati has gone in front of Pittsburgh 1-0. Middle of the fourth inning in D.C., Nats and Mets are scoreless. Bottom three, Seattle's pushed across a couple of runs on Jared Weaver, and they lead the Angels 2-1. Bottom of the sixth in Philadelphia, Red Sox lead the Phillies 4-0. Bottom three in Kansas City, Royals 1-0 on the White Sox. Seventh inning in Tampa Bay, Baltimore 4-0 on the Rays. Bottom of the eighth in Milwaukee, Colorado leads the Brewers 10-0. I'm Jay Berman.
This is Jim Roman. You are in the Jungle weekdays from 12 until 3 Eastern, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. We got some baseball in the books. Cards beat the Cubbies last night. Cubs lost a game. You know what that means? Baseball. Right? Here's some things I don't get. I just help me out. Somebody throw me a lifeline. Help me understand. I don't understand the insistence on starting games in cold weather cities or starting a season in a stadium which is clearly not ready to have a game played in it. Right? This is not that hard. Last night, dudes are peeing in cups and peeing on walls outside of Wrigley, which, of course, makes the new stadium or the new area to the old stadium smell a lot like the old stadium. I went to a Cubs game and it smelled like old Yankee Stadium. I guess that's what happened. I will only share this information with you. I am a pee in a cup guy. instead of a pullover guy if I'm stuck in traffic. Klug, you? Are you a pee in a cup guy? You don't drive in and out of, like, the city when you're at work. But you're in a big traffic jam. You want to get home.
I've done it before.
The hardest part is trying to understand, like, if whatever cup you have is big enough to hold, because you're like, man, I really got to go. And you do have the tendency to, I think, actually underestimate how much you have to go, right? You're like, ah, it won't stop. And you can't stop that thing, right?
Once it goes, you can't pull back.
You can't really. It's like, what's the potato chips? Once you pop, you can't stop.
That'd be Pringles.
Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. That's kind of like what it is to go pee. Very different men and women. Apparently, women don't have these problems. Once you pop, you can't stop. The Marlins are in a rain delay and don't have a tarp. You're like, wait a second. What do I know about Florida? Well, it rains in Miami. That makes sense. Didn't they just open a new stadium? Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah, remember they opened it in Little Havana? Cool stadium, small stadium, retractable dome stadium. And it's a stadium to which they don't even have a tarp for. What do we need a tarp for? We got a retractable dome. What do you need a tarp for? In case a flash thunderstorm breaks out and somebody forgets to press the button. Essentially, somebody in Florida is guilty of what many of us who have lived in parts of the country where there are thunderstorms are guilty of. They forgot to close the moonroof. Yeah, Deadspin has pictures of dudes peeing in cups at Wrigley. That's just delicious. That's fantastic. It's fantastic. 855-212-4CBS. If you have a question or a comment about tonight's national championship game, 855-212-4CBS. All right, let's get to kind of the stories of the day, the moments of the day. People still buzzing about Kentucky leading with 4 minutes to go against Wisconsin, and I continue to contend that even though he is rightfully in the Hall of Fame, a couple things were exposed going back to Saturday night's game into Sunday's announcement that John Calipari is in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. First, I think John Calipari's done a really, really good job. And taking three different programs to the Final Four, building a juggernaut at Memphis, and then building one at Kentucky, and the consistency of success, their fourth Final Four since arriving in Lexington. I mean, if you want to say he's not the greatest X and O coach in the world, that'd be fair. They all do make mistakes. No one is a perfect coach. And it's really interesting to point out the differences in coaching styles and in who you're coaching. Yes, Bo Ryan is a tremendous coach. And I think, truth be told, better X and O coach than John Calipari. But he's dealing with a completely different set of circumstances. He's probably going to lose Sam Decker to the NBA draft this year, but he's not losing any one-and-dones or two-and-dones, or he has one three-and-done. And so he's allowed to implement a system. He's allowed to do what he did to Sam Decker, which is when Decker didn't play defense his first year, he would take him out of the game. And that allows him to coach Sam Decker and to have him develop. And so, yes, they have a better... They have more developed players. They have a system, if you will. But part of that is because of the process that they're allowed, because of expectations, to completely follow through. Now, look, if I was John Calipari, I think I would actually have a shortened process like that where you have to earn playing time. Problem is that when you have so many young players, somebody has to play. The two other things that I thought got exposed were, one, I just hate this idea that we have sitting head coaches in the Final Four. And the reason is, one, you have what happened to Jim Boeheim. He's on probation a second time. Cal's had two banners taken down. Jim Calhoun, before he retired, they went on probation actually twice and had APR suspension. So you have some of these guys that carry a little bit of the scarlet letter of the NCAA, and some are in despite it, and some are out because of it. But it just, you don't get the whole picture until a guy retires. But I don't blame John Calipari for that. I blame Mike Krzyzewski. Whether Krzyzewski wanted in or not, and I'm sure he wanted in, who's going to say, like, hey, we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame? No, I don't want that honor. Once he got in, it opened Pandora's box, and now Roy Williams had to go in, and Boeheim, and Calhoun. And to a lesser extent, post-retirement, Gary Williams. And there's a long laundry list of other former head coaches who are worthy of Hall of Fame candidacy, many of which have gotten to the finals, but they've been unable to crack the code, mostly because they always want to put in these active head coaches. You know, Bo Ryan's not in. Izzo's not in. Others will get in. The last part to it is that sometimes we judge based upon overall wins and losses, and we don't judge based upon, hey, who's done a better job in their set of circumstances. And having watched Saturday night, it's pretty hard to say that, and it's a one-game circumstance, but you're up four, and John Calipari, who's wheeling and dealing and yelling and screaming and running guys in and out, trying to motivate them, pretty hard to put him on the totem pole, despite the fact he's won a national championship and been to more Final Fours than Bo Ryan, when you watch them coach side by side. Is that fair? It's like players, or it's like Kentucky's defense. I tried to tell you, Kentucky's defense was good, but it wasn't as historically good as the numbers would tell you, because they hadn't played good offensive teams all year. And when you see Kentucky's defense against really good offensive players, there's some fissures there. When you see great quarterbacks go against great defenses, it gets exposed some. When you see great coaches go head-to-head, you're like, wait, that guy's better than the other guy. And I think Bo Ryan is better than John Calipari. Cal a better recruiter. Cal better at setting the narrative. Cal better at being kind of a carnival barker and being the better face of the program and kind of gregarious, witty, a little bit of used car salesman, but he's better at all that. But in the context of just coaching your team, developing a system, making the right adjustments as the game goes on, I would contend that Bo Ryan was better before that game, and it became apparent during that game. Which, of course, brings us to how the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame is voted on to begin with. Which is 24 secret ballots. Nobody knows who's voting. And it takes 18 votes to get in. So to Dan in Lexington, who emails us, askthepros@cbsradio.com, Doug, why are so many people hating on Coach Cal for getting into the Hall of Fame? I'll tell you, it's because, one, I think most people consider him a really good, not great X and O coach, and that was exposed at the end of that game. Remember, they butchered the end of last year's national championship game. Doesn't mean they would have won it. But his lack of decisiveness as to when to foul and how to play that out and knowing the numbers and the math, I thought that's part of the flaw of Cal. And it's not all his fault that they lost the 9-point lead in 2008 against Kansas, but they did lose the 9-point lead in 2008 against Kansas, and it was his team. It reminds me of a tweet somebody sent out earlier this week, which is, in college basketball, when you win, it's the coach. When you lose, it's the players. No, when you lose, sometimes it's the coach too. And Cal's done a really good job. He's a really good coach. And I think he's a worthy candidate if you take away the NCAA stuff. And if you take away his Hall of Fame candidacy because they took down two banners, that's fine. But you got Jerry Tarkanian already in. And Tark, forget about breaking the rules. He didn't care about the rules. So I don't have any problem with Calhoun being in. I just hate that Pandora's box was open when they put Mike Krzyzewski in, even though Krzyzewski belonged in, but he didn't have to be in while he was still coaching. Make sense? I mean, like, I love this argument. Here's the essence to why it's a flawed argument to put a guy in while they're still coaching. If you have a good idea, what do people always do? Klug, if you have a good idea, what do people do?
They steal it.
Or they copy it. Right? It's like you look at TV shows, they're a copy of a copy. Hell, this radio show? What do you think I did when I started a radio show 12, 13 years ago? I took parts of shows that I liked and I said, I like that, I like that, I like that, I like, I don't like that, I like that, I like, I took from different guys. You morph it, this, what is it, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. I had a buddy once who told me, he said, if you think the bowl system is a good system, why doesn't any other sport copy the bowl system? Because it's not a good system for deciding a championship, right? The playoff system is a great system. Don't believe me? That's why everybody's copying it. I mean, everybody's gone to a playoff. Everybody likes the bracket. And then you have to decide, is it a one game or is it a series? But if you thought that putting sitting current head coaches is a good idea for a Hall of Fame, how come that Hall of Fame is the fourth most popular Hall of Fame? And how come no one else is copying it? There's your answer. So, to Dan in Lexington, to answer your question, I don't think people are hating on Cal other than, you know, they want to poke fun at the fact that he lost. They don't like the idea that he broke NCAA rules or he was coaching teams that were alleged to have broken NCAA rules, even though he was cleared afterwards in both of those investigations. But they did take down the banners when he was at the helm. But mostly, it's because I think people hate the idea of sitting head coaches being in, especially ones who just lost to another sitting head coach who could be in. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our pros know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are about 3.5 hours from a national championship game being played. Wally Szczerbiak is going to join us bottom of this hour. I'll give you my picks, take some of his. But who are you? Are you Team Kentucky? Excuse me, Kentucky just slipped. Team Duke or Team Wisconsin? We'll get to that with Wally Szczerbiak. Plus, James Harden versus Russell Westbrook. And A-Rod's season debut goes well. Next in the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off special order Anderson and American Craftsman windows and patio doors. So let's stop putting it off. With savings like this from trusted names like that, it's time to toss the excuses out the window. Or the patio door. Let's do this. 10% off special order Anderson and American Craftsman windows and patio doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 15th, U.S. only.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens. Oh. I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free Endless Pool Idea Kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for free information. 800-787-0685. 800-787-0685.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816. Again, 1-800-358-7816.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-6284. That's 1-866-598-MATH. Or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Enter code R7 for a special discount. Call 1-866-598-6284 or visit mathmadeeasy.com and enter code R7 for a special discount now.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? CBS Sports Radio coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, pretty prices every day. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Westwood One. They have been exceptionally gracious in allowing us to use some of their equipment, have some of their analysts on with us, and just roll out the red carpet for us. And you know what? Aside from just one little law that most people find to be, discriminatory or potentially discriminatory, the good folks of India have been fantastic. Great Final Four site. It's one of those few places to which you're like, I would hold another Super Bowl in Indy. Absolutely. I could hold any event here. The genius to the dome is it gives you the ability to host a Super Bowl, host a Final Four. What's even better is the proximity of everything within the city. And then you do have the skywalks. So like Minneapolis has this as well, where you can walk around the whole city without walking outside if the weather is bad. And the weather hasn't been bad. It's been blustery some days, nice some other days.
So you're saying it's smart to like plan ahead based upon the weather?
Yeah.
Unlike how the Marlins did.
Unlike the Marlins, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no question. No question. But Indy, great Final Four site. I like this, San Antonio. And everybody says New Orleans. I'm going to only agree because there's the proximity thing, the food thing. All that's good. The Dome is a little bit of a schlep to get to in comparison to the other two.
Nothing was as bad as North Texas last year, right?
North Texas, it was the worst.
It was like a 45-minute hour shuttle.
Houston will be bad, and Glendale will be bad as well. But the thing is that Houston and Glendale will be warm. Really warm. Yeah, the weather wasn't great last year in Dallas, remember? A lot of thunderstorms. All right, we won't pout about the weather. I just want to say thank you to the folks in Indy. I've been to several of your restaurants. Left sizable tips because the service has been really, really good. and whether you're kissing everybody's butt because we all think what the governor signed into law is a joke or needs some tweaking, or whether you're just really this friendly. I don't know. If I didn't know about the law, I'd be like, that's the friendliest place on earth. Nebraska is generally the friendliest place on earth. I don't know if you've been there before. Let's get to the press.
All the top stories, all delivered at once, the way you want it. This is The Press on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Kluger, press me, go.
The Press.
Browns left tackle Joe Thomas said today that Johnny Manziel will have to prove to his teammates that football and being the team's starting quarterback are important to him. Thomas said he'll have to work to regain the trust of his teammates. Will Manziel ultimately regain the trust of his teammates?
I don't know, man. I wish this was an easy yes-no question, but addiction is a heavy burden. Plus, they're always going to have that in the back of your mind that you're just kind of faking it. Can he? Yes. Will he? I honestly have zero idea. I do like the fact that Joe Thomas has admitted what we all thought to be true and other reports had been true. And so once he says it, and he's a respected guy, we know it's true.
The Press.
Dave Bliss hasn't coached in college basketball since admitting to making improper tuition payments to Baylor players and trying to cover that up by portraying one of his murdered players as a drug dealer. Well, Bliss is back in college hoops as he was hired today at Southwestern Christian University. Do you have any issue with Bliss getting another chance as a head coach, especially at a Christian university?
It's an NAIA school. I think what he did was disgraceful. It was despicable. And, you know, it was twofold. I mean, first, just in terms of NCAA rules, they were breaking all of them. Paying players. Doing all kinds of crazy things. And then to blame it on the dead kid is even more despicable.
The Press.
Hold on, guys. But it is a Christian school, and I'm always blown away by people who say, well, you know, it's Christian-like or Christ-like to forgive. You don't have to forgive and forget. You don't even have to forgive him. And you don't have to forget it. But it's been a long time, and you know, if he's a completely reformed man and he can use that to teach young men about, like, kind of the evil that lurks within, I actually don't think I have that big of a problem with it. I don't. I mean, this is not a high-paying job. I mean, you're probably making 30, 40 grand a year. I mean, this is not a death sentence. He didn't murder anybody. He didn't facilitate the murder. He made some egregious errors, despicable errors in judgment. And he paid substantially for it for a long time. I'm actually okay with it. I think that the Twitter outrage is unfair. You have a right to work. He did not commit a felony. You have a right to work.
The Press.
The Thunder played the Rockets yesterday in a matchup of two MVP contenders. Houston won behind 41-6-6 from James Harden, while Russell Westbrook notched his NBA best 11th triple-double with 40-13-11. Would you rather bet on Steph Curry or the field to win the MVP award?
That's a very, very good question. I think Steph Curry's going to win it. I don't think it's as big a landslide as it would have been going back a couple months ago. Who votes on the MVP for the NBA?
NBA writers.
Because I think within NBA circles, people would tell you that he probably would be third. Because there are plenty of nights in which he has somebody else who can carry the team for him.
I would vote Harden, personally.
I would probably vote Harden and then maybe Westbrook. In terms of if the word is valuable. But I think Steph Curry is going to win it. I think he's the most popular player in the NBA right now. I think he's made some moves that you see on Vines and on SportsCenter. And his numbers are ridiculous, and his team's won the most games. So he has a lot. It's not like he's a bad player. I think in terms of value, Harden is more valuable to his team. But I would tell you Steph Curry's going to win the MVP.
And so are you taking him or the field?
I would take him.
The Press.
During an interview with our colleague Rich Gannon on SiriusXM, Kurt Warner, who's working this offseason with Colin Kaepernick, said that Colin needs to become more of a pass-first guy and stay in the pocket and rely less on his athleticism. Do you agree that Kaepernick is best served playing from the pocket?
No. He's a great athlete. Why would you take a great athlete and not make him into a great athlete? I think he needs to improve in his pocket presence and his pocket awareness. I think he needs to learn how to read a defense better. But I would completely disagree with the idea that he wants to be a pocket pass. Why would you do that?
Kurt Warner says so.
Yeah, but Kurt Warner couldn't run. Kurt Warner raced a pregnant woman, came in third. Kurt Warner runs like he's dragging a dead body. There's a reason Kurt Warner gets a bit rid of it quick, because if he doesn't, he's going to get ear-holed. I disagree with that.
The press.
A-Rod DH'd and hit seventh today for the Yankees as they opened up their season against the Blue Jays. A-Rod went 1-for-2 with a walk and a 6-1 loss, and he also received a loud ovation from Yankee fans. A-Rod hit .267 with three homers in spring training. What do you expect from A-Rod this season?
I think he's going to hit in the .250 range. I think he'll hit in the 22 home run range. I think he'll have a pretty decent on-base percentage, as well as he'll see the baseball exceptionally well. If he really has work with Barry Bonds, I think it'll be about shortening his swing and seeing the baseball. I think he'll have a decent year.
And that's the press, only on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, so do you agree or disagree on the Dave Bliss thing, Clue? Do you think he should never work again?
It's a really good question.
I know, I just asked it to you. And you asked it to me. You asked it to me, and I answered it. And now I'm asking you because I respect your opinion. Your answer would be he should never work again.
It's difficult because part of the job of a college basketball coach is to take responsibility for high school kids, bringing them into they become college kids, obviously, okay, and to raise them and to turn them into men.
Okay.
And as a parent, I think I would have difficulty sending my child to play for him. And as a school that's trying to win and obtain players, I would have to take that into consideration of, can this guy get the players?
But coaching an NAIA school. Have you ever heard of the NAIA school?
Yes. I think you make some valid points that he is not the felon. He is not the murderer.
Yeah.
It's despicable. I wouldn't want to be affiliated with
him. How long ago was that? Was that 10 years ago? 12 years ago.
12 years ago. Like, would you send Hayes to play for him?
It just depends. Would I send him to play for him? I'd probably not.
So isn't that part of the consideration of if you're going to hire him, like, how do you think parents...
Well, Hayes is going to be better than an NAIA player anyway, so, I mean, let's just be honest, dude. He's already been offered scholarships by several Big 12 schools.
I know.
And we just can't decide, I mean, like, you know, do we do the Ivy League thing? You know, we're waiting around for Bill Self to come with the offer.
But what you said earlier is Bliss deserves a chance to work.
Yeah, why not?
He can work.
Not necessarily
as a basketball coach, right? Like, he's not prevented from getting other jobs in society.
I understand, but why can't he? He knows about basketball. He was a very well regarded coach at New Mexico before he took the Baylor job. Like, what is 12 years is a long time. I don't know. I mean, look, you reach out to him, use my name. He was close to my dad. I know several of his former assistants as well. You ask him if he'd come on. I'd love to know.
Of course.
How much he owns of it, and how much if he uses it in his coaching. And look, I'm not in any way saying what he did wasn't disgraceful, wasn't despicable. It was.
Is there anything that does carry, quote-unquote, the death sentence for a college coach, short of murder? I mean, like, outside of something like that.
Look, I think if you beat a woman, I mean, you should never coach. I don't know. It's a case-by-case basis. Tell me what somebody did, and I will tell you. Like, look, there was some evil within his heart, but there was also probably a little bit of panic going on there. I would love to tell
panic
you that,
because he had already done something wrong.
Right, but a lot, and look, they were cheating big time. Big time. I mean, every different kind of cheating they were doing. Like, Jim Herrick was like, whoa, hold on, dude. We wouldn't even go there. That's how bad Dave Bliss was cheating. But think about people who have cheated on their spouses before, on how they try and cover it up. Maybe how people have cheated on different parts in work. It cheated on a test. I've used this analogy before.
There's obviously different levels of wrongdoing as well.
I agree. Blaming it on the dead kid is a really bad look. But 12 years away, and he's not back in Division I, and if your mission as a Christian university is to educate based upon Christian faith, it is Christian to forgive, is it not? I never want to get on your bad side, Klug. Man. It's a tough one. It's really difficult. It's really difficult, but I
acknowledge a lot of the points you made.
This is a lot like it's a different way of looking at it, but it's what's my man's name at Manhattan College? Steve Masiello. So Steve Masiello, it's very different. Accepts a job to go somewhere else, but the whole time he was lying about having a degree. And last year when Manhattan took him back, I said, like, you know what? If you're a Christian school, if you're a private school and it's your mission to educate based upon your faith, then it is, from a religious standpoint, is what God would want you to do. I actually am not that. If I know that Dave Bliss is using his own flaws, his own faults, as part of his kind of teaching manual, and owning what he did and evolving from it, I'm actually okay with it. I really am. Our next guest is a friend and a guy who beat me at horse at 2 in the morning last night. It shouldn't surprise you that he beat me at horse, but it should surprise you that he did it with his BAC much higher than mine. He's Wally Zerbiak. We'll break down tonight's matchup of national championship teams and contenders, and we'll also break down the big guys, Okafor and Karl Anthony Towns, and who he believes will be a better NBA player. Wally Zerbiak will join us. We'll both give you our picks for tonight's national championship game. That's after this sports update from Indy, the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's Jay Berman.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
All right, Doug, this report is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means, obviously, you should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Lots of baseball to get to. Top of the eighth, Baltimore leads Tampa Bay 5-1. Bottom of the eighth inning in Philadelphia, Boston has a 4-0 lead on the Phillies. Bottom of the fifth in Kansas City, Royals lead the White Sox 3-0. The Mets have scored two runs to take a 2-1 lead on Washington. Bottom of the fifth up in Seattle, the Mariners lead the Angels 3-1. After five innings in Cincinnati, the Reds have a 2-0 lead on Pittsburgh, but now they're in a delay. Top of the fifth, Dodgers 2-1 over San Diego. Bottom of the fourth in Miami, after a delay, they've resumed play there. Marlins and Braves are tied at 1. Three finals on the board. In the National League, Colorado with a 10-0 shutout in Milwaukee. In the American League, Detroit shuts out Minnesota 4-0, and the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 6-1. Of course, tonight we've got college basketball. 9:18 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS television. It's the national championship. Number one, Wisconsin. Number one, Duke. Obviously, Wisconsin coming off their win over previously undefeated Kentucky. I'm Jay Berman.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Tierney. Join me and my man Tiki Barber weekdays from 9 to 12 Eastern. Tiki and Tierney only right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 6565. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 6565. That's readyforfresh.com, code 6565.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for free information. 800-787-0685. 800-787-0685.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816. Again, 1-800-358-7816.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-6284. That's 1-866-598-MATH. Or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Enter code R7 for a special discount. Call 1-866-598-6284 or visit mathmadeeasy.com and enter code R7 for a special discount now.
listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the Mobile O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. You can see him on CBS Sports Network. He also, by the way, covers the Knicks games for MSG. And if you catch him at like 2 in the morning with just a tinge of inducement on his breath, you might be able to shoot a little hoops with him in our made-for-hotel gym across the street. He's Wally Zerbiak. We're in Wally's world here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, dude?
Doing good, man. That was a good night last night. A lot of fun.
It was a good night. Let's just talk a little about the Final Four itself. First Duke against Michigan State. Like that game, it never really felt like Duke was going to be challenged. And Michigan State hopped out to a big, big lead, and then Duke came storming back. Was it a bad matchup? Was Michigan State not as good? Or did Duke play just that much better than Michigan State?
I just think Michigan State's not that good. And when you have bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic players at every position, you just can't get a good shot up at the basket. And that's what happened to Michigan State. I don't think they did anything wrong. I think the start actually helped give them life and maybe a feeling like they could beat Duke. But when Duke ratcheted up that defense and started pressuring them, getting turnovers and creating the turnovers into easy baskets, that was pretty much game, and Duke's done what they needed to do. I'm impressed with their defense. You know, we knew they were a great offensive team, high, very efficient shooting, but defensively, this team has gone to a different level in the month of March.
All right, so you, I want to point out that in addition to your extensive career, which included being an all-star in the NBA, you covered the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
What's your impressions of Jahlil Okafor and how his game translates to that level?
It's a great question. All season long, I was very high on him being a Tim Duncan-esque piece in the NBA and being the surefire number one pick in the draft. You know, I have shown a couple concerns in this NCAA tournament, the way he went up against Jakob Poeltl and against Shemma Karnowski. I think when he saw a big body, he wasn't as physically dominant. And you can tell he has some work to do. He's very skilled. I'm very concerned about the free throw shooting. I'm a firm believer that if you can make free throws, you can be a shooter anywhere on the basketball court. And a guy like Karl Anthony Towns shoots 82% from the free throw line. So I think his game shooting-wise is going to translate to being able to knock down shots all over the floor in the NBA, possibly even threes, if he works at it. So right now I'm starting to lean towards Towns being the number one pick. I really am. But it all depends. If you need a true post guy to start your kind of franchise and kind of rebuild and begin with, I think Okafor is your guy. If you already have a piece in the middle, I think Towns is going to be a really, really good pro with his versatility.
All right, let's work our way to Kentucky-Wisconsin postmortem. They're up 4
yep.
with the ball,
yep.
4 minutes to go,
right.
4 consecutive bad possessions.
Yep.
Where do you place the blame?
I just think they didn't have the trust of knowing exactly where to go against a really good defensive team. They had been tested and been put in those positions, and when they could give the ball to Karl Anthony Towns against Notre Dame and he had a 6'5 guy guarding him, fine. But when he had been scoring and Wisconsin smart enough to know to sit in his lap and not allow him to beat him, they didn't have an answer. They didn't know where to go. And I think that's going to be the difference tonight. I think Wisconsin's experience, having been together, having been in close games, having been in those tight game situations, they have a lot to fall back on, and they have a lot of trust in each other in tight moments, and I think that's going to be the difference in the game tonight.
All right, let's kind of go through. So Karl Towns versus Okafor, you are leaning towards Towns?
Well, I do the post game for the Knicks,
right,
pre and post game.
Yeah.
So if they get the number one draft pick, I think they go with Okafor still. I think the margin has really become close, but I think the Knicks need a true post presence in the triangle that they can throw the ball down to, have a guy that can score and get double teams. If you're the Timberwolves, who have Pekovic, I think you definitely go with Towns because he's a great complement to a true five.
Okay, what about some of the other players for Kentucky? You know, your kind of assessment, the assumption is most of them go pro.
Yep.
Who else are you really? Devin Booker struggled defensively there. He got beasted, if you will. He got taken to low post and kind of taught a lesson. But he is a lights out shooter, even if he didn't shoot well late in the season. You got Willie Cauley-Stein, that athletically a freak, but as far as being a good basketball player,
he was a huge liability in that.
Liability
game.
4-on-5 on offense.
Right.
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 And then you have some other guys. You have the Harrison boys. You have Trey Lyles, who's a nice offensive player. I thought played really good post defense, more than perimeter defense. Who else are you high on? Who are you not as high on, having seen them now in person?
You know, I got to be honest. The three freshmen on Duke, I think, are better than the three top freshmen on Kentucky. I really think these Duke guys are going to be tremendous in the NBA. Winslow is the way he's been playing in this tournament, his versatility, he's going to be the next Scottie Pippen, in my opinion, the way he's what he's been doing. I just haven't seen enough of Kentucky in tight games like last game.
Like talent.
Exactly. You're 100% right. And, you know, you saw flaws in Willie Cauley-Stein when he went up against a team that knew how to play 4-on-5 in defense, knew how to exploit him because he can't score outside 5 feet. Now, that concerns me quite a bit. I really like Trey Lyles. I just haven't seen him enough against another guy like Sam Decker. And I think he held his own. I think he did great. But to me, Sam Decker looks like he's going to be the better pro because he's got so much higher skill level. I always question Kentucky's skill level. And once they meet up with a team that they can't overwhelm athletically and physically, how are they going to do? And my question was answered where they lost. And that's why Wisconsin won the game.
I like Decker better now. Decker's also a junior.
Right.
As opposed to Lyles being a freshman.
See, it's so hard to project for me.
It really is hard to project. I think it's funny because I think Decker's the better athlete. I think Lyles is pretty skilled. You know, he's just kind of, he's a tweener, whereas Decker feels like more of a natural perimeter player.
And Lyles hasn't had the opportunity to show as much.
Sure.
I think one of the reasons why I was so high on Okafor was from the second he got on campus. He was playing 35 minutes a night. He was getting 20 and 10 because he was the focal point of the offense. Now, Towns could go games where he played 18 minutes and he got 5 shots. And you couldn't really see, but what I saw in Towns in the NCAA tournament, I was so impressed with, because when they needed the man to step up and be the man, he was the man.
Well, that's Wally Szczerbiak, who you can see us on CBS Sports Network before and after the game, CBS College Basketball Analyst. I'm Doug Gottlieb, Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from FanFest here at the Final Four. All right, so let's get into the national championship game. You mentioned how much you like Duke's freshman. Of course, you add in Quinn Cook. We both love Wisconsin and their versatility and kind of their style of trying to find a mismatch. There's some interesting kind of matchups here, but who do you like in the game?
I like Wisconsin. I think when it's a close game, they've been there, they trust each other, and I am so impressed with their late-game execution. Going back to the Michigan State game, they've been tested. You know, Arizona tested them, North Carolina tested them. And then they were tested in their last game against Kentucky. I think they're battle-tested. If they can get over the emotional letdown of their last game against Kentucky not being their national championship, and they can get up and get the adrenaline up for one more game, I think they win this game. And I think they can exploit Okafor matchup-wise. I don't know who he's going to guard. I think Coach K is going to have to get creative. We were talking about they need to play some zone to kind of hide him on the defensive end of the floor, because Kaminsky's not a good matchup for him. And if Nigel Hayes is standing out at the three-point line, that's going to bring him away from the basket. So I think Bo Ryan has the advantage if he can manipulate the matchups to his favor.
But then the question is, you know, how does Wisconsin struggle to stop Duke, who shot the eyes out of the basketball?
Better guards. Duke has the better perimeter, in my opinion. That can run pick and roll, that can get dribble penetration, and that is more physically gifted and more athletic. So they have the advantage on that end of the floor. It's going to be a great game.
All right, but you like Wisconsin?
I do.
Big or little?
Little. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be tight. I don't think Wisconsin runs away from anyone. And people said Duke scored 81, and they're not going to be able to do that against Wisconsin, because they're not going to get as many points in transition like they did against Michigan State off turnovers, because Wisconsin doesn't turn the ball over. So this is going to be, you know, a well-played game. I think it's a perfect national championship, and I think the Badgers are destined.
All right, dude, I will see you over on the TV side. You can check out Wally's World on CBS Sports Network before and after tonight's game. And, of course, you can see him on MSG. He likes extra MSG, by the way, on Knicks Brief. I don't know why. You want a reason to watch a Knicks game? Stay tuned for after the game. He and the boys, they do a really, really good job covering the Knicks, of course, and we'll have them back on as we get ready for the NBA draft. Quickly now, I'll get you ready, kind of my perspective on tonight's game. I'm with Wally on many of these points. You know, I'll reiterate what I said earlier. Three ways in which you can get to Wisconsin's defense. You got to be a good jump shooting team, because they make you make jump shots. Duke is. You got to score in traditional pick and roll, because they're not a great defensive team against the pick and roll. If you can shoot jump shots, spreads them out a little bit. Duke is. And you got to be able to score with your back to the basket, and they have one player who can score with his back to the basket. But there are some mismatches when they're on defense, and I think that Wisconsin is different when they more different than when they played previously, and the way in which Duke has been playing defense recently, switching everything with the exception of Okafor, that plays into Wisconsin's hands. And whether it's the playing with the confidence or having been here before, being a bit bigger, being overall a better free throw shooting team, especially because Okafor doesn't make free shots. I know there's some conditioning issues I wonder about, and whether or not they can break through Duke's pressure off the dribble. I'm concerned about some of these things. But I think Wisconsin finds a way to find the open man, to make just enough shots, and to win Bo Ryan's first national championship game. I think it's going to be a spectacular game, but I'm going to take the Badgers, even though matchup-wise, all signs to me point to Duke. So I'll take Badgers, like Wally, in a close game. Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Tomorrow we'll be back on the TV side, I believe. We'll be back in New York City. We'll be breaking it down, and we will catch you up on some of the baseball that you missed, including Alex Rodriguez, of course, getting a loud ovation from Yankee fans who apparently have zero memory and don't care about being lied to repeatedly by a guy they never appeared to like to begin with. But that's another story for another day. In the meantime, enjoy tonight's national championship game. Check us out over on CBS Sports Network in mere moments. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa Silver Filter are now just $21.99, which means it's date night with the one true object of your affection, your car. So treat her to 5 quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa Silver Filter. She'll be purring in no time. And at $21.99, a Pennzoil oil change is still the cheapest date around. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 4/30/15.
Mary, an IT manager for a mid-sized company, compromised. Tell us, Mary.
I compromised.
Mary had to overspend on PDF software with excessive hard-to-access features or choose a cheap, stripped-down solution. But now, new Nuance Power PDF delivers powerful, intuitive business functionality at a price that makes it unwasteful for Mary to provide to all. And the result is?
Mary, uncompromised.
Try it free now at nuance.com/powerPDF. PDF, uncompromised.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be fixing or replacing the appliances in our homes, especially when something breaks unexpectedly, like your hot water heater or refrigerator. Not anymore. Get a home plan and you could stop paying outrageous costs for home appliance repairs forever. That's right. Imagine no more huge bills to have any major appliance in your home fixed or replaced ever again. Call right now to get a home plan and see how easy it is to save thousands on home repairs. Some plans are as little as a dollar a day. Paying big money to repair or replace your washer, dryer, microwave, heating, air conditioning, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 1-877-287-0598 and get a home plan before something breaks. Call 1-877-287-0598 and get total protection for your home and no more repair bills. Call 1-877-287-0598. That's 1-877-287-0598. Again, 1-877-287-0598.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace.